Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Red Room, everybody. How's everyone doing out there? Hope you guys are having a good week and having a good day and having a good hour and ready to have a fabulous weekend. I know I'm looking forward to it. So I want to thank you. Thank you for checking in tonight into the Red Room. I am your hostess, Miss B. Haven. Miss Unleashed, for those of you who know me as such. You know the purpose of this show is to enlighten, entertain, and educate each other and share some information in regards to what we love to do and what we always aim to do, and that is to get some, well, okay, but to be uninhibited. We want to explore. We want to exhibit some sophisticated, a sophisticated journey with knowledge of self, knowledge of your other person, and knowledge of everything that goes on around you. And there are options, options as far as what you can do, what you won't do, and what you might do, but you have to think about it. All that comes into play when it comes into the Red Room. You don't know what you may get into, what you might hear, what you may feel afterwards, but you know you're going to be affected somehow. Somehow. That's all I got to say about that. So tonight is a double, it's a double whammy for you. I have something that's quite pleasing, I would say that. It's quite pleasing for you. The topic tonight is orally speaking with Miss Juicy. Those of you who have listened in on the show a couple of months back, we've had Miss Juicy on before. And, you know, she's very candid, no filter when it comes to the topics at hand. And she knows this topic very well because she is a coach. She is a professional when it comes to how to satisfy and how to be satisfied. So I am very excited to have her back on the show. And this time we are talking about what? You already know. If you haven't read the description, you better read it now. Check it. Open your eyes and, you know, for some of you, open your mouth. But that is what we're talking about. So we want Ms. Juicy back on so she can answer some questions and give you some tricks, tips, and everything in between when it comes to loving orally. Are you ready for that? I hope so, because I'm ready for it. I'm always ready for it. I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. So we are definitely going to get into that. But first, I do have a surprise guest. I do. Some of you may already know. Some of you may not know because I didn't put that in the description. Because, surprise. So we do have a surprise guest coming in a few minutes to talk about a special event that's happening here in Chicago this Saturday. And this is going to be major. It's one of those you've got to be here for it. I mean, if you live in Alaska, then you would just like purchase your ticket right now and get here for this party. It's mandatory. It's one of the sexiest parties that takes place here in Chicago. And I think you need to be here. I mean, I'm sharing some really good information with you, and I think that now it's time to celebrate it and let it be during the summer when you're uninhibited and you decide to unleash with a Miss Unleash. That's fine. I think that's the perfect way to cap off this summer. So we will get into that shortly. So you guys are doing all right. You guys have your sip. You have your you have things that you need, you know, all the necessities. You need your glass. Tonight, this is, I'm drinking Cabernet. I decided to go a nice, sexy, deep red tonight. And I don't know why my music decides to just want to start playing all over again. We're not going to do that. But as I said, we all need a glass or a cup or a mug or something. So whatever your vice is, whatever your taste bud's feeling, please hold it up for me and say cheers and take a sip with me, and we enjoy this entire night on a nice good buzz. That's what I want, a nice good buzz. So before we get into our guest, I wanted to read something to you that caught my attention. It caught my attention, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm always up for, you know, sharing some really good stuff with you. So I hope that you will get your ears ready and you can listen in. So let me see. This is your semi-bedtime story. How about that? Okay. This is just a bit from this book I have here. Let's see, where is it? Here it is. So it's a snippet from a short story taken from this book called Sex in Oral History by Harry Marlowe. And this author for this short story named Jake Austin. And Jake wrote this really intriguing short story. I'm only going to read a snippet to you just to get you all warmed up and nice before we get into our guest, okay? So have your glass ready, and listen. The first time we made love, the only time so far, I thought, we're not going to make love tonight. But it just kept going. We'd stop, take a break, and then plunge back in. It kept escalating. Finally, it was like, are we going to stop or are we going to take off our underwear? I said, I'll take off my underwear if you take off yours. And she said, yes. Then she started holding my dick in a way I've never felt before. She was running her hand along it, cupping my balls, and then running her finger up to my asshole and back down and up my dick and back. I was on all fours, and she was on her back reaching up between my legs. The thing that made it so unbelievable is that usually my experience of women holding my dick, it's like they're holding a doorknob. There's a lack of awareness of what they're holding, and I feel like they're going to hurt it in some way. Hillary was touching me, and immediately she knew how to handle it. It was exquisite. Friends of mine talk about getting a hand job. I can't imagine getting a hand job from a woman. I've never been with a woman who could handle my dick in a way that I would find anything other than, well, alarming. But this time, I felt I could come if she stayed with it. Then I started to eat her out. Usually that's something I don't do the first time around, but I really wanted to. This was another new thing for me. The anxiety said, don't do it. She'll think you're dirty. She's not ready. It's too soon. That's the next step. It's something you reserve for new territory next time, but I just said no. Are you guys with me? I want to do this. I'm going to do it. There was something about her pussy that was really pleasing to me. I couldn't see it, but the way it felt in my mouth, the size of it, the way it moved as I moved my tongue through it and over, it was responsive. There's something amazing about the quality of the skin in a woman's pussy. It's not like the skin anywhere else on the body. It's budding. I guess the nightmare image of a pussy for me is this big, wet, sloppy, loose thing, and hers felt like the image I have is of this bud, this very small and compact yet alive thing. And I'm going to stop it right there. So what do you guys, think about that? Let me read a little bit more. I got a comment. Just a little bit more. I think it's a little bit more, okay? Then she stopped me. She started to close her legs, and in her twisting, she pushed me away, which was okay. We started kissing again, and then we started fucking, and that's when I got caught up. Okay, this is the first time. I really, really like this person, and I want this to go somewhere. So the first time has to be spectacular. That ends up distorting it or making it into something it isn't. I mean, it was still great, but I was aware of the moment when she started going away from me. It was about the time when I gave myself completely over to the need for it to be incredible instead of letting it be what it was. It has to do with a fantasy I have. Couples I look up to who say yes. The first time we made love, both of us knew this was it. So I had to make it amazing because this was a time we were always going to remember. Now, I'll always remember it, but for a different reason. After I came and we quieted down, I asked her what had happened. One of the words she used was, there was an abandon to what we were doing that scared her. She says she'd always enjoyed sex and had a great time, but there were patterns she had in old relationships that made it safe for her. I think the way we're approaching this one takes away that safeguard. Same thing for me. She also said that she doesn't feel she has the right to stop anything sexually. When things get scary for her, she doesn't have the right to say, I don't want to do this anymore, which we're going to have to be able to do if we're going to have sex with each other. But it becomes a double whammy because when she does
say that, it's hard for me to hear it as anything but you're no good. And that wipes out all the pleasure we give each other. So that's it. We slept together once, and then we backed off. Not with the intention of ending it, but having come up against a bunch of fears. In the past, having had sex with a woman, I would not have been able to handle stopping the sex. I would have had to get right back at it to prove that my dick works, or I would have left her. But now, we're trying to work through some stuff. Sometimes it feels like a weird psychodrama we're going through, but I hang in because I feel like there's a real possibility here, and I feel like it's about time, at age 29, that I try. All right? So that's that piece. That's that piece. So someone wanted me to finish it, so I finished off the story for you. So hope you enjoyed it. Hope you really, really enjoyed that, because I did. So now that we got that out of our system, let's get back into some other fun stuff here. So like I mentioned before, our guest who's coming on, he has an event that's coming up this Saturday, and I'm telling you, it's something that you need to be here for. And I'm telling you, if you're coming from Alabama somewhere, you're coming from to someplace in Africa, then this would be the party that you need to fly into. So you might as well just go ahead and get your passports ready, you know, and just pack like one bag, and that would be like what you're wearing there, and come on through. All right? So we are celebrating history. We are. We're celebrating history with this magnificence, this elegance, this beauty, sexuality, okay? We're going to acknowledge the cultural, the political, the ideological, and the rhythm of melanated people, okay? So our guest tonight is disco poet Kahari B. And he has this spectacular event that's going on this Saturday called Winter Baby's Revenge. And he will explain more about it. But like I said, it's something you need to be here for. It's a fetish-themed event. So you are coming to a summer party where you are dressed or undressed, you know, semi-dressed, you know, just be. How about that? You just be. Just be sexy. Just come with your sexy ass and just be, you know, and just pay at the door or pay online and show up and show out, because that's what I plan to do. I plan to do that. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on my guest, Disco Poet Kahari B, to tell us more about Winter Babies of Revenge that's happening this Saturday. And for those of you who need some more information about it, then you can do that. So let me bring on Disco Poet Kahari B. Kahari.
Hey.
Are you?
Hey.
How
can
are
you? Me?
Yes, I can hear
fantastic.
You loud and clear.
Perfect. Hey, and hey to everybody online listening and from everywhere. I'm getting dressed at the same time. So, yes,
okay.
Thank you for all of that. Thank you for all every bit of that. That was super cool, and it's something I've been trying to explain in a way, and I didn't get to post it about the event. Like, this is like the craziest, fattest, sexiest party going of the summer, but at the same time, it's a celebration of a lot of things. It's a recognition, you know, there's the cultural, social, historical components that are mm-hmm. attached to it, because everything we do, for me, everything that I do and my collective does should be socially uplifting for melanated people around the world, and that's what it's about. So yeah, we gonna party, we gonna dance and scream and slap asses and all kinds of things. But there's the side of it, you know, there's a bigger side to it that must be recognized and is recognized in this work, because it's really exhibition of sorts. It's a mm-hmm. performance event and all of that. And it's just live and unscripted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. So what's the theme?
Yeah.
Because each year you have a theme.
So
what's
the
name of this?
Yeah. So the theme is Painted Dark Divine. And the guests are pushed to observe a dress code of African divinity / royalty. So mm-hmm. in doing that, I've more or less kind of subtly made people look into what African divinity is. So whether
mm-hmm.
it's Ifa tradition or it's you know, some of the island Caribbean things like Santeria, Palo, different Palos or whatever, people have had to like look a little deeper, or you know, comedic science. People have had to look a little deeper into these things to figure out how they're going to come if they didn't know, or just
mm-hmm.
know that, or just kind of embrace that they had to come in all of their Africanity. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and whether that's you know, South African, Central African, West African, North African, whatever, or even if it's American African, and I don't like to say African American, but Africans in America, because we had developed an entire culture in these Americas long before any Columbus or Vespucci or any of those damn Vikings and things. So, it's doing that on a subtle level,
Okay, would you sit still for just 1 second? My goodness, I hear everything.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
it's
you're clicking and everything.
It's popping. Okay, I'm sitting still.
I think Kahari is tap dancing. He's doing all kinds of
stuff. Yeah, I can't tell on this side. My apologies.
You're tap dancing while you're describing your party, but
you know, that's how I like
but,
to do it.
But aside from that, your parties, they also define Chicago house music and just house
yeah.
music in general. So it's like from its rawest and uninhibited, sexually charged form without any judgment, you allow movers to do that.
Exactly. I mean, because this house as a culture is a part of the continuation of our culture. It's
mm-hmm.
that it's one of the two babies that came out of like funk and disco, and it was born here in Chicago, and the music has always encouraged a level of acceptance, non-judgment,
mm-hmm.
and having fun. And so that's what we be on. You know, we don't really, nobody comes to house parties mad, or, and even if they do, they don't
right.
leave that way. And so
mm-hmm.
so we've got this like wonderful secret weapon or two, as it is, in our coffers that just allows people another side of freedom and peace and love, and we're making the best use of it with this party, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and encouraging that sexual freedom, and that doesn't mean, you know, people in the party having sex. I don't know. I don't see
nothing.
But I don't know. I don't see nothing. But people, what grown folks do is what grown folks do. But
mm-hmm.
you know, the melanated form has had since European domination has been demonized as hypersexual, oversexed, and vile. So
mm-hmm.
we combat that image by showing exactly how beautiful we are, by weaving that Africanity into it, and letting ourselves, because this is for us, letting us see how fucking fantastic we are.
Mm-hmm.
Visually and socially. So that's what it is. And, you know, it's my halfway Earth Day party.
I know. Just wanted to step all over our summer babies and just be like, you know what,
you know,
I'm just going to come right in right now.
Look, winter babies of Chicago deserve to have a party for themselves, celebrating themselves, dealing with all of the snow and everything for our entire lives. So that was the other
Whatever.
Part of it. That was the initial inspiration for it. It was like, yo, we deserve some good time in the sun, so this is it. And, you know, I'm expecting about 1,000
folks to come out, literally, like, to talk out and kick it on this one. And, I mean, Ghana Fest is that day, Igbo Fest is earlier that day, and I'm hoping to
be a busy, busy day.
Or, yeah, it's a busy day, but I'm encouraging all the folks who are in those spaces, come on over and party with us. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a fantastic time.
Awesome. So what should our virgins expect, those who have never attended? Because you've been doing this for over 10 years. For how many years now?
Yeah, it's this coming December will be number 14, 14 years.
Okay. Wow.
It's been 14
awesome,
years.
Awesome.
I know.
So.
It didn't feel like it.
I know. It feels like, you know, just like yesterday. It's awesome. So for our virgins, I mean, what should they expect?
They're going to come into a highly charged, a highly charged space, something very adult, sensual, sexually charged room space where the people are just, the people are there. So I, you know, I put up a post about gawkers, and I expect, you know, that some people may feel some shocks. They're coming in and they're seeing people who are naked except for some body paint or very, you know, scantily clad. But I expect them to get over it very quickly and just dive in. You know, it's like it's a big pool and everybody got to get in the water. And the fact, you know, sometimes to get past the shock, you just got to jump all the way in. And that's what that's what I'm telling the virgins who have never attended one of the debauchery balls in the past to do. Just get in there and do it. Like, one of my brothers, one of my really good friends, he's a more reserved guy, and he's like, dude, I don't dance, I don't, you know, I dress very conservatively. I don't know if I could just let go like that. So all of this week, he and I have been talking back and forth, online. I'm like, dude,
an intervention or something.
Let that BS go. Yeah, let that BS go. It's a different day, you know. Just come in and get with it because.
Mm-hmm.
There's power in numbers. There's strength in numbers. And that's where everybody's going to be on. I shouldn't, that may be a gross exaggeration, but pretty much everybody of the same mindset. We're just in there to have a good time. So let go of the constrictions and the self restrictions and the self consciousness and just let go, if only for that night, because it's going to feel absolutely wonderful for each individual in there. So, yeah, you know, we got to encourage, you know, we got to kind of gently push some people along, but everybody's going to get in the water, and it's going to be great.
Oh, yeah, everybody's dipping in the water. I'm bringing my oil. You know, if I need to help the brothers out, I am willing. I am a willing participant in making sure that they are oiled up nicely so they look
I
right.
I know you are. Erica's oil station. I had that sent to the court.
Oh, yes. I'm going
to
have a vendor table set up.
Over to Erica's oil station. Get rubbed down.
Right.
I've got Eric Styles coming in to do some body painting. He's bringing a crew of cats, and they should be posted tonight. I asked him to do it earlier today, so I'm hoping it's already done. I haven't been to the page to see. He's coming in. He's a visual artist. Professional visual artist, phenomenal cat, and he's doing the body. He's doing some body painting. I've got about three. I think he said he's coming with three other cats, so they'll have a station, and people will be able to what do you call contract him to paint on, you know, get their thing on. So he's doing stuff from like, you know, little small marks to full bodies if need be, but that takes a lot of time. You know, folks don't want to dance, so you might just want to get your nipples covered and then keep on
right.
And then keep on going.
So I know you're not disclosing the location just yet. When will we know where the festivities will take place?
So everybody who's already bought a ticket at winterbabiesrevenge.b as in brown, P as in paper, T as in ticket.me, everybody who's already bought a ticket will get an email tomorrow, probably about noon. They'll get an email at noon on where the location is for Saturday. And then we just opened up door tickets and will do for people who are RSVP to debaucheryball@gmail.com. That's debaucheryball@gmail.com. If you don't know how to spell debauchery, look it up. That's what spell check is for. they can RSVP, and then those people will I'll do the RSVPs at midnight on I'll be at Afrofuturistic, but they'll get it early in the morning on Saturday. They'll get it Saturday morning. So, but they got to RSVP to get the location, because we're not just telling just anybody to come out. We want people who are going to come out and kick it. And I sincerely believe there's 1,000 of us who are about to be all about it on Saturday night, and I'm so looking forward to it.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it. I got my little outfit together, and I'm ready to delve right in.
I wish I had got a henna artist as well, but I just didn't have enough time to get that on point. But yeah, it's gonna be a stone groove, and Craig Alexander on the tables, DJ Big Will on the tables. Big Will has been spinning it every single debauchery ball for the last 13 years. Craig Alexander is a house legend amongst the music industry, and man, it's gonna be banging. The venue is dope. It's huge. It's two floors. And I almost forgot about this part. The first 2 hours, if you get there in the first, if anyone gets there in the first 2 hours, I've got a borrowed throne from this collector's collection. He collects African art. He has this huge, very old, very fly throne that he's allowing me to use for the first 2 hours for people to take pictures in. So they come in and they're in all their garb and they look all culturally significant and divine, and they'll be able to take their pictures in this throne from which has been very generously donated by the Dan T. Parker collection.
Awesome.
I'm so thankful for that. Yeah, so that's like, you know, I'm just going to keep packing it on. It's culture, and fun, culture, fun. So,
You're doing it.
The throne, it's from Cameroon. It's a wooden carved throne. It's super heavy and just off the chain. And you want to look like the god that you are and the goddess that you are, sit in the throne, get your pitch taken, and tell all your friends, you know, you king of the moon in this mug. So,
okay. Now I really have to like take a nap and make sure I'm there on time. My goodness.
Yeah, because I have to actually get a crew who will take it back to his collection early in the night. But for the first 2 hours, anybody who gets there will be able to take their picture in this very old Cameroonian throne.
Okay, and you said the party starts at 9?
Party starts at 9, and we will go to about 2-3 o'clock.
Okay. All right, in Chicago, and then give us that link again where people can buy tickets.
The ticket site is winterbabiesrevenge.b as in brown, p as in paper, t as in ticket, .me. And they can get their tickets there if they want to check out any details about the party, see pictures from past parties, see videos. That will be at facebook.com/debaucheryball. So, and for anybody who wants to RSVP so they can pay at the door, that's debaucheryball@gmail.com. And all they got to do is put like debauch me in the subject line. And put their name in the mail, so I can have them. And my door people will be checking that list to make sure we don't have anybody trying to sneak in, because it's only for the folks who read and pay attention.
Okay, love it. All right, we're gonna show up.
Thank you so much for having. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going strong. I'm coming in strong, and in as few pieces of clothing as possible and day up and all night. I'm making sure that everything's together, so I ain't got to do nothing but be there and get my picture in the throne, on the throne.
Oh my gosh, that's so mandatory. Okay. So I'm looking forward to it, and I want to thank you for bringing this to Chicago. We need this, and we always need it, and I'm just so grateful that you are in this space in this time to, you know, have us exhibit that and showcase what we already are.
Exactly that. So thank you for having me and pulling this thing up and doing all you do for every single one. And yeah, I will see you on Saturday.
Saturday, all right. Good night, Disco Poet. See you Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll be back later.
Later. Okay, so you guys are still with me, still enjoying the show. So there you go. That was Disco Poet by R.B. Talking about Winter Baby's Revenge that's happening this Saturday. You guys got to be there in Chicago. Chicago's where it's at. And, you know, we're just going to make this happen. So for those of you who are trying to attend one of Disco Poets events but can't make it in the next 2 days for whatever reason, every year he has the Debauchery Ball in December. So if you can make plans to check us out in December, Cardi B will be doing something as such that will get you right. So please stay in touch and keep following his link and following me, following my channel as well. You know, Unleash Your Inhibitions on Facebook. I'm always sharing information, whether it's coming from myself, coming from Chicago artists, coming from Chicago vendors, coming from you. So I will put that on the page and always share information with you. That way, wherever I'm at, I want you to be there with me too. All right? Let's drink to that. How about that? All right? So with that said, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk to Miss Juicy. Yes, we're going to talk to Ms. Juicy about oral loving. So we're going to get the head doctor in here to talk about orally speaking, right? And if you have any questions, please get your questions ready. And you can either send me a message or you can call in. I would prefer for you to call in because I love to hear your voice. So call in. Please call in at area code 657-383-0398. Okay, again, that's 657-383-0398. For those of you who have questions, suggestions, or want to share a story and just have a chat with Ms. Juicy on the topic of oral sex. All right, so I'm ready for that. Are you? So give you 1 minute to go ahead and refill your glass while I refill mine, and we're going to get into it, all right? See you in a little bit. We are back. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. So I wanted to thank you all for checking in and tuning in to the Red Room and having this nice conversation about our next topic. So we've already discussed the Winter Baby's Revenge with, excuse me, Disco Court by Herbie. So now we're going to talk to Miss Juicy. Miss Juicy is going to give us some tips and tricks and all things in between when it comes to oral sex. Coming from a woman, she has the professionalism, she has the expertise, she has all the ins and outs as far as how to give it, how to receive it, and how to make it happen. So without further ado, we're going to bring in Miss Juicy. So you guys got your glasses ready and you got your questions ready, so make sure you do call in and ask Miss Juicy some questions. Hello, Miss Juicy.
Well, hello there. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Girl, I am fabulous. Just absolutely fabulous.
Good. You sounding fabulous over there. So tell me, what's been going on with you?
Oh, wow. That's like a loaded question, you know? That's a loaded question. But no, just really, I've been working on the brand. That's been exciting mm-hmm. for me. Doing a mm-hmm. lot of radio talk shows and kind of getting out, you could say, and as a new erotic advisor on the scene. So
mm-hmm.
It's very overwhelming. It's very exciting. I'm just doing so much at one time. It seems like it's all coming out fast, and so I'm really excited. Very excited.
Mm-hmm.
probably I'm always excited. But yeah, it's just everything is going so well. We've got Wicked Wednesdays that we do on Wednesday night at the venue called 118. Here in Chicago, and it starts at 7:00 and we end at 11:00. We have free food. We have a new mixologist. She's off the chain with the drinks, which help take away some of your inhibitions. Okay.
All right.
And each Wednesday we have a different topic that we'll talk about. So, you know, we have teamed up a couple of times with Bedroom Banter, which is, we got to say, give a shout out to Akia and Taj McCord and Hugh. Hi, guys. great organization, great thing that they're doing as well, as far as talking about sex from a married couple's point of view. So it's been pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We also, I'm in the process. Everybody has asked. So your show is the first to know, I guess, really. I am writing a book. It is called Juicy Journey. So
awesome.
to paper, and it's a struggle. The struggle is real.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be writing about erotica, of course, and just sharing some tips with everyone, and you know, just having some fun with that. It's a challenge. It's going to be a challenge, but I'm up for it, I believe. So that should be coming out soon. And I'm actually going to be a presenter coming up in October for a new event that is being launched, and I'm very excited about this new event that I'm going to be a part of, which is Sacred Sex, and it's open to couples. And we're gonna talk about a lot of different things. It's a weekend, like a weekend getaway kind of thing. So,
okay.
With your significant other, with your husband or your girlfriend, but it's a couples retreat that I'm actually going to be a part of, and in October, 6th through the 8th, and I am so excited about being a part and being asked to even speak at this event. So I'm getting myself together. I'm a little nervous about doing it, but I am also very excited because this is something that, and there are so many different ways to really enhance the romance and keep your relationships hot and fresh. And there are a lot of things that are not what we would traditionally think of. And we're going to get into some tantra at this particular event. We're going to talk about intimacy, but we're going to do some things, some things that can really help those couples keep their relationship hot and together. So
nice. Now, speaking of like getting hot and together, so you know I want to talk about this topic tonight because I have some questions. I have some questions for you, lady.
All right.
So, are you ready?
I hope I have answers. Now I'm a little nervous, but we'll be okay. We'll be okay. We will get through it.
No, you're going to get through it. You'll be fine. You're going to survive it. So,
I want all your listeners to know I have not been prepped, so I do not know what question she's going to ask me. This is going to be fun.
Yes. Have it spontaneous. That's how we're going to do it. So, all right. So here's the thing. So, you know, I've collected some questions. And there are some things I'm like, oh, I would like for Miss Juicy to expound on this because I ran across this or I heard someone say this. So Niecy Nash, she was in an interview and she says, you know, for a happy marriage, your stomach must be full and the penis must be empty. You must give your man head every day. So, what do you think about that?
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Your stomach,
I mean,
full
the stomach
and penis
full,
empty.
The stomach full part was what got me right there. the other part I'm really cool with, but the stomach full part. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I think that orally pleasing your man is, or your partner is truly something that is very enjoyable. I do practice and believe in making sure that every time we are together that I orally please, I make sure I suck his dick. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even something that he necessarily asks for. It's just something that I do. I've learned over the years that I get just as turned on turning him on as he gets turned on by me turning him on.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So knowing how to really suck a dick and really just take that control of his pleasure for me is a huge turn on. It really is. It just is a huge turn on for me. So the first thing I would say to that is, I agree. I don't know about the, you don't always, and I guess what would scare some people off is the full stomach part. So you don't always have to
right.
swallow, but, okay, mm-hmm. but, you know, take it on the face, you know, on the chest, do something with it, on the ass, whatever. So, you know, hurry up, turn your ass around, let go all over your ass. That's fine. But
mm-hmm.
a little stomach part. Uh-huh. But it's a lot of protein. That's a lot of protein right there. That's a lot of
it
protein.
Is.
But other than that,
yeah, just for, it's healthy. So, going back, you said, you know, you got to know how to suck a dick. So, for the people up top, how do you?
There's a lot of techniques out there that you can, you know, of course, the internet is fabulous. That you can go to and learn how to do things. But I think the first thing you want to do is have a conversation, and that conversation is with your partner. And because not all dicks do you suck the same way. Need to learn what that person likes. Some people know what they like, some people don't. I think a lot of times when we get into actually doing fellatio and actually getting into the actual act of doing it, sometimes we don't ask. Sometimes we don't ask what they like, what they don't like. Some men like teeth. Some men don't. You know, some men like it sloppy wet. Some men don't. Some men like all the spit and the sound. Some men don't. You have to do what turns on that individual. To me, there is no cookie cutter way or, you know, right or wrong way, but you want to make it a pleasurable way to suck his dick. You know, you just do. And you want to make sure that he's comfortable with the things that you are doing, because the more comfortable he is, the more aroused he will be.
Okay. So what do the hands do?
Your hands can help with stimulation. They can help a lot with stimulation. They can also help give your mouth a break. A lot of women tend to believe that I gotta just keep sucking, and I'm no, you don't. There's some shortcuts that some of us know. You don't necessarily.
Right. You get a cramp, and then you're going to be in trouble.
Right. Your mouth, my jaw's hurting. It takes too much. You know, blah, blah, blah. I hear it. I hear you. And that there are other parts of your body that you should be utilizing when you are actually giving a blowjob. And a lot of women don't realize that. They think that all they have to do is just stick your mouth on it, and that should be enough. And it's not. It's not. And if you don't enjoy doing it, it really is not enough. So your hands mm-hmm. actually help the shaft while your mouth is on the head of the dick. And you can use your hands to, you know, tighten or grip or using your thumbs. You can go up and down the shaft with your thumbs. You can do a lot of different things with your hands. Of course, massaging his scrotum or massaging his balls. Whatever you do, ladies, do not leave the balls out. Okay, I'm just saying, do not leave the balls out. They need love and attention
mm-hmm.
too. so
exactly.
You want to. You have several things that you'd be doing, and I also try to teach ladies about, of course, anatomy as well. But it's not always just about the dick. Go to the creases inside of his legs. Use your, you know, you ladies get these beautiful manicures just on these beautiful fingernails. Use those. Just trace right in the crease of his legs and see what happens.
And then thank you later, right?
Right. Give him a few extra sensations while you're also, you know, got your mouth on the head or on the shaft or wherever you may be. But you can utilize your hands to give your mouth a rest, okay? And then
mm-hmm.
you can get right back on it. But my mantra, is I can suck a dick for hours. That's my mantra, and I stick to that, and I can do that. So I've
Hello.
Learned some tricks of the trade and some things that I know how to do, because I really, for me, oh my gosh, for me, all about pleasing, the pleasure, knowing that I am in control of his pleasure at that point. I'm it's like a power trip. It's like a power trip because I hold within my hands and my mouth and the other parts of my anatomy that when I teach my classes, I teach people about, I hold all of this pleasure there. And it's like, wow, that's a lot. It's a lot. And so I try to make sure that people understand that, you know, you can do a 10-minute or a 15-minute blowjob if you want to. That's fine. Or you can do something that is so earth-shattering, his toes curl, his, you know, the sheets are ripped off your bed in the morning, you know, those kinds of things. You can do those kinds of things as you learn what he likes and what turns him on.
Okay, I have a question from a listener. He asked, can you bring a vibrator in with during fellatio?
Yes! and what is... Let me tell you, there's a couple of, you know, I also sell, I sell toys. I've been doing adult toys and novelties for 30 years. Yeah, 30 years, that's a long time. So Juicy Boutique is my business. I'm very fortunate to have a guy that allows me to, actually, he'll and find something to try. So, if he knows I have a shipment coming in, what you get? What you got? What can we try? I'm like, go in here and look. Just go look. Let's see what you want to play with tonight. So I do carry lot of toys for men because men often, you know, whenever I'm out, they always say, oh, this is all for women, it's all for women. No, it's for people that really want to enjoy themselves. And that could be an individual, that could be a couple, it could be a threesome, it could be, you know, whatever you want to do. But the vibration, especially when you put that vibration on his scrotum, on his balls. Now, be careful. Get yourself a vibrator that has varying speeds. Do not just get one with one single speed because it may not be very comfortable for him. You want something that you can either increase gradually or something that if it's in a mild setting, it doesn't bother him, and if it's in a heavy setting, it's okay as well. So you just got to kind of play with the vibes out there. But there are a lot of vibes that you can use that women use on their clit. You can use those same vibes on him. One of the top sellers for men that I sell as far as vibration goes is, of course, the vibrating cock ring. And that has a couple of functions to it. Of course, first of all, the first function is it helps to keep him longer, stronger, harder. Okay, harder, longer. Okay. Then the next function of it would be that it vibrates, so it gives him some stimulus as well with that vibration going up and down his shaft. You can use it on your hand as a massager to get started, and then slip it over him when he's like semi hard, and then let him totally get engorged while it's on his penis instead of. You don't want to put it on there too late, ladies. I will tell you that much. Make sure you're putting it on when he's semi-hard, not super, you know, flaccid, but semi-hard. And then the other nice thing about a lot of them, the ones that we sell, they have a clitoral stimulation on them as well. You can feel the vibe as soon as whether you're riding him, whether he's doing you doggy style, whether you're doing missionary, whether you're on your side, you're going to also feel that vibration. It's also got a clitoral stimulator on some of them. The ones that we sell, we have ones with clitoral stimulators on there. So that means it kind of protrudes a little bit so that it can hit your clit while it's still on his dick.
Lovely.
And I've also taken that clitoral stimulator as well. And what I've done is I've turned it downward so that, and I put it on his scrotum. And so he can really feel that. It's definitely a great time.
Okay, that is on my little wish list.
Let's
flip it around now. So what tips would you give men when it comes to pleasing the woman? Because there are men out there who just cannot get it right. They can't get it together. They sit there and nibble like they're eating some cheese or something, like a little mouse, and it's just like really annoying. Or they want to lap, like they're lap like a dog or something, and just take the whole tongue and just lap it. And I'm just like, what was that? You're not licking the envelope. What is that?
First of all, fellas, I'm going to tell the fellas this, honest to goodness. Fellas, you're going to have to take some direction. fellas, and it's not to say that your game ain't tight, okay? That's not it. But everybody's clit is different.
I don't know. But.
Okay? Everybody's clit's a little different, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about anatomy. But people, due to whatever, facts, some women, are very sensitive. They have very sensitive clits. Some, you got to work at it to get a little hard. But you got to remember, fellas, when you're getting ready to do this, let me just tell you this much about that little clit. Just like the top of your head of your dick, all of those millions of nerves are right there.
Mm-hmm.
There. And your single job is to stimulate those nerves. That's it. So how do you go about doing that? Well, once again, I always tell people clear, concise communication. Talk first. Find out what she likes, what she doesn't like. Some of you want to rub the clit with your hand like it's an eraser. Okay? That hurts. Okay? That's not pleasurable. When a woman tells you you're not hitting the spot or she's trying to direct you, let her. Because once you learn where her sensitive spots are on her clit, then you're going to be able to hit that all the time. But allow her to give you that direction. Don't think that you're going in there, well, I'm the king of eating pussy. No, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because they already know my clit ain't like the next clit.
Exactly.
And even the same person. There are nights or times when you're more engorged and more sensitive. Every night could be a little bit different. So women can be a little more engorged and sensitive, might be a little more engorged and sensitive during their cycle or right before their cycle or right after their cycle. Learn those kinds of nuances about your partner because, number one, it's going to make it so much easier on you, you know, to satisfy, please, if your goal is to make her come or make her squirt, you're going to, if you listen to her body and listen to her when she tells you certain things. So that would be my first advice to guys. Don't think that all pussies are alike because they're not.
Yeah, do not treat them equal. Do not treat them equal. Mm. One of our listeners said each woman is different. Direction is important. And yes, guys should listen to the woman and get the direction. So he agrees with you.
Yes, because a lot of times what happens is, even with us women, same thing when we're giving a guy a blowjob. I've had in my past two guys that I used to date on separate occasions, and they didn't like having blowjobs, and I couldn't understand why not. You know, what's wrong with you? You know, but come find out they'd had bad experiences. When you have bad experience, you know, they got teeth. That's what they had. They had teeth, and they'd ask not to have teeth. So when you have a bad experience, it doesn't go away. You remember, and your body remembers, and you tense up, and it's not a great thing. Not everybody wants to be pleased orally, and not everyone that thinks they know how to really knows how to. You really have to listen, and this is on both sides of the house, you really have to listen to that person, listen to their body, know what their body is doing. If they're gripping the sheets, you're in the right direction. If they're not gripping the sheets and they're kind of relaxed, you're not doing so hot, okay? So
right.
Just try to watch.
There's a problem.
Try to watch. Listen to their breathing. Is their breathing speeding up? Listen, are they moaning? You'll know if you're in the, for guys, hey, if those thighs clap around your head. You got a death grip on your head. Or she became a track star in her own bed. You know you've done something right.
There you go. There's a hint for you right there. If you're about to die, fellas, then you're doing a great job.
Thunder thighs, lockdown, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Right. You find yourself wheezing and you're fighting for your life, then you're doing a great job.
And she trying to get away? You own it. She just laying there, legs open, and ain't moving an inch, honey. You missing the spot. You just missing.
Right.
You're not close.
And then she grabs for her phone and starts checking her Instagram. You really in trouble.
You don't even get to come back, okay?
No.
You don't even get a return phone call.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So as far as bedroom etiquette when it comes to oral loving, do you necessarily have to return the favor?
Ooh. I'm gonna say no. Now that's not me. We're gonna base it on individuals, okay? You want the full scope. Sometimes, I guess I'll use this as an example. Why I say that? I'll use this as an example myself. I love that my partner can orally please me, and he does a fabulous job when he does it. I have no complaints. I'm a track star, all those kinds of things. Thing that he does all the time. But usually I do orally please him almost every time, but that's because that's what I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy orally pleasing him, and so does he, but so I guess it's really based on a case-by-case basis, but I don't miss if I don't get orally pleased. I know he will. I know he can and do it all the time. I'm pleased in other ways. He pleases me in other ways. So I guess really, that's why I say no. But it's up to you all as a couple. Now, if it's something where it's like, I orally please him 150 times and I only get one, we might want to up that a little bit, on the gas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I think it's based on the individuals and on the couples as far as what you expect when you're with somebody. Yeah, I think it can be an individual preference as well, or a couple's preference.
Okay, I have a listener who just asked. She says she likes her man and adores him and everything, but he doesn't taste good. How can she get past, that bad taste?
I talk about this extensively because it's very important, and this is for men and women. You are what you eat when it comes to oral pleasuring. Because this is where we do excrete our waste, you will taste what
if they're a heavy coffee drinker, if they eat a lot of strong foods like onions or garlic. My first Dom was a heavy tea drinker. I didn't drink tea. I didn't like tea, but I could taste it. It was, and it's bitter. So it had that bitter taste. So in those cases, if you're tasting a lot of salt, that's an indicator that diet needs to be changed. Okay, I'm going to tell you that much. As far as if it's very salty, probably want to change their diet. If it's your husband or someone you're living with and you can help control that, because that's going to lead to some other issues and problems. But it could lead to other issues and problems, I should say. So a lot of people talk about fruit. You know, everybody says pineapples.
Yes, pineapples.
Pineapples. But to make it taste better, this is for men and for women, I would tell you to eat more fresh fruit. Not so much the canned or, you know, even the frozen. Try to get yourself some fresh fruit. Add some more fresh fruit to your diet. And then secondly, these are just two really basic things, water. Mm-hmm. To drink more water, flush your system out. But fruit is a natural way. It has natural sugars in it, and it's a natural way to balance that taste out. Eat a little more fresh fruit. Definitely watch what you eat, you know, if you're tasting, you know, we all know we've tied one on every now and then, gone home and sucked some dick, and you taste what? Pure D alcohol. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what you taste, because that's just what's going through his body. So if it's not tasting so good, ladies, and it's your significant other, it's your husband, start putting some fruit in his diet. Start making sure that he's eating better, eating healthier. Mm-hmm. It does make a difference. It does make a difference, and it makes a difference in the taste. And that's men and women. It does make it taste better. Fresh fruit. Get yourself some oranges, some apples. These are things that are good for you. And then most definitely, water. Cut out the pop, you know, water. Get yourself so that you can stay and, you know, you're peeing clear. And that helps to alleviate some of that.
Exactly.
And then
eating healthy, you are what you eat. You are what you suck.
You are. Right. And I'm going to give you one of my favorite little tips too, ladies, just to make it taste better, because that's so important to us. But here you go. Now, don't everybody run before the show is over, but right after the show, you can go ahead and go. here's a couple of tips that you can have. You can have your little nightstand. On your nightstand, have a little dish. In that little dish, you're going to put a few little things that will help with some flavor, okay? Give it a little flavor. I know a lot of people have heard about the Halls. You can use a Halls or a peppermint. That will help with some taste. Okay? This also gives you that cooling sensation as well, and that can be used on men and women. A lot of people talk about the Pop Rocks, okay? That's kind of fun to add, you know, and they come in different flavors, so that helps to take, you know, work with the taste as well. Once again, you can try, you know, like some pineapple rings or some fun stuff on the dick, like some chocolate or some things like that. Just make sure you get it all off, the sugars and everything before. I always tell people, keep a little washcloth so that you can clean up everything, make sure everything is clean before you insert it. Just make it part of your foreplay. And then my favorite thing to tell ladies to use to make it taste fabulous is fruit roll-ups.
Oh, really? Yes.
They're not just for kids anymore.
I see.
Fruit roll-ups.
Fruit roll-ups
are great for, they're great for a couple of things. One thing, of course, is the taste. So you can make it a grape swirl. It's grape and strawberry. It doesn't matter. You can mix it and match it. and put it on his dick. Okay, that would be perfect. You can wrap it around the bottom. You can wrap it around the top, however you want to do it, but that will make it taste better. And the best thing about fruit roll-ups is they make you salivate. So you will, it will be a lot wetter bit that will come off. And then once again, ladies, I just, you know, for those ladies like myself who might have that little pH balance kind of thing going on down there, and you just want to jump on the dick right after, just make sure you have like a little rag, and you can just, what, as you, because he's aroused, he's not going to know the difference. He's going to be very hard. Just wipe it down, just to make sure you get all the excess sugars off, and jump right on that bad boy. There you go. So.
All right. That's it. That's all.
That's it. That's all.
There you go.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So, are there any other final tips that you can give for the men, for the women?
Yes. Are you still there? Are you still there?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
I didn't hear. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the whole question.
Oh, sorry about that. Do you have any other final tips to give men for their ladies?
Men, yes. Please, please, please listen to your lady and be very gentle and understand when you do get that clit nice and hard, try to do some other things. Go around her labia. Go around the lips of her pussy. Don't just stay on that, because it's a lot of sensory that's going on at one time. So just, you know, kind of, you know, once again, it's like you're in charge of her pleasure. Just kind of take her there, and then kind of, you know, do some other things in that area. Learn to lick underneath the clit, learn to lick on top of the clit, but learn what really excites her. Sometimes telling her to hold her, you know, hold her lips open so that you can get to it, that can be kind of arousing for a female. You don't have to always do all the work. Let her do a little bit of it. You know. So,
yeah, we like to participate sometimes.
Right, exactly. You know, and when her clit is hard, understand it is super sensitive at that point. Super sensitive. It's going to feel the slightest little thing. So you don't have to, or anything. As a matter of fact, you could probably lighten up a little bit. I know a lot of men don't, you know, they want to make you come, and then they want to stay on it. No, that sometimes it's not pleasurable. Don't just, you know, if she's having that orgasm or she's squirting, back up just enough, because you get to watch that shit. You did it. So let her enjoy that moment. Let her have that orgasm. Give her a moment to do that, because sometimes with a lot of women that are capable of having multiple orgasms, if you give her a few moments to calm down and let some of that sensory die down a little bit, you can go right back and start over again. But you have to understand how sensitive. Right, you have to understand how sensitive it is. I've seen a lot of men that just want to kind of just stay on it and don't want to give you a break. Oh, I'm not going to. Just going to keep going.
That's
no.
Horrible. It starts to hurt.
Exactly. It's not pleasurable any longer. It's no longer pleasurable. So you have to let those sensories come down a little bit, soothing, you know. And I think, you know, learning some new techniques, like coming to this tantra excitement thing that we're going to be doing, this sex, sacred sex event, I think that's going to be really helpful for the men as well. So that they can learn more about, just, you know, I understand you want to get in there and attack and, you know, all that good stuff. But once again, listen to her body. She's saying, don't think that she's just saying it just to say it. Sometimes it's too much. it's too much sensory, and she just needs to calm down a little bit. So if you're really into her pleasure, then give her that, give her those few minutes to get it back together. Cause you know, she can come back and let you play some more or lick some more or stick your dick in some more or whatever the case may be. But sometimes they have to be, you know, brought down a little bit.
Exactly. Exactly. Those are some really good tips. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. because, you know, there's guys out there, they're very aggressive about it. And that's, you know, that's all well and good. But are you really there to please her? Or are you just there to, you know, put a notch on your belt or whatever? But you really have to just think about her pleasure. And like I said, I think the biggest thing that we have to do in the bedroom on both ends, men and women, is talk more, is communicate, say what we like, say what we don't like. I think the biggest part is, the hardest part is saying what we don't like, because we don't want to our partner's feelings. So we want to spare their feelings. We don't say anything. Some of us suffer in silence, you know, as far as women and men go. They don't, we don't want to feel like, okay, well, you know, I really didn't like that, or I really don't like that, or, you know, like it's a reflection on that person. It's just an act that maybe they didn't care for. So you talk about it. Maybe you find a different way to do it. Maybe you figure out that this isn't going to be in our repertoire. This isn't something that that's going to work for us. And that's okay. You just find other things, find other ways to please each other. And that's, I think, the hardest thing is when you have to tell your partner that that wasn't fun, or I didn't like that, or can we try something, you know, a little different next time? Sometimes they take it as, well, you're criticizing me. And that's really not what it is. It really isn't. It's about making your union and your being together better. So we just have to be willing to listen. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Love it. Love it. Love it. So, Ms. Juicy, I want to just thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about some oral loving and getting that out and about, and hopefully people can take those tips that you've given and apply it. And then, again, you said that you have Wicked Wednesdays going on. Every Wednesday at the venue at 118. What's the address?
It's 11869 South Vincennes, right in the heart of Chicago, Illinois. We're off of 119th and South Vincennes Avenue. We will not be there for the next 2 weeks. We're going to be taking a little break, and then we'll be back in about 2 weeks. You can go out to the Wicked Wednesday page on Facebook. And it is under Let's Get Wicked Together. If you type that in, you will find the page, Let's Get Wicked Together. And we have different, we talk about the same things that we just talked about here, also a little bit more intimacy. And sometimes we have some guests come out and talk as well. We have coming up, hopefully, and everyone will attend. We're looking forward to it. In 2018, we will be doing our second annual Ebony Exotic Experience in April of 2018, so stay tuned for that. You can reach me on jewcetales.com. That's our website, jewcetales.com. And if you're interested in some toys, or you want to have a toy party or a lingerie toy party, you can find us on Facebook under Juicy Boutique, and that's spelled JewceeBoutique. You can ask to join the group, and you can see some of the wonderful products. We have access to over 100,000 products. So. It's a
just
lot.
In case you need, just in case you need a little bit more.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Right. We accept cash, credit, PayPal, the Cash App. We do it all. So we want you to come on out. We try to help keep everybody enhance the romance. That's all toys are for. Mm-hmm. And we have lingerie as well. We fit sizes small all the way up to 5X. I'm trying to think of what else really quick. Like I said, we got the book coming out. I got the Sacred Sex that event that I will be at as well. A great event that will be here in the community out in Harvey. We'll be a part of that on August 12th. You want to come out to the park for that, the community outreach event. That's going to be a lot of fun. I believe they're still looking for vendors for that. Some of the vendors spots are still available. And that's really it. You know me, just staying busy.
Oh, well, hey. Always. I mean, that's really it, too. That's all of it.
That's all of it.
Girl, I try.
Well, you definitely keep it moving, and I do applaud you for that. So thank you again for coming on the show and sharing all of these tips. I mean, they would be well applied.
I hope so. And if you'd like to book Miss G for a class, I do Erotica 101. I do intimacy classes, fellatio classes, submission classes. You can reach me at 872-221-0430. You can also go out, like I said, to the website, and you can book Miss GC for your next erotic event or a class if you'd like. Now, the parties, if you're just doing a home shopping party, there is no charge. But if you would like to need to come out and teach you some great techniques, definitely get in touch with me that way.
Mm-hmm. Unleash with Ms. Juicy, you guys. Please do so. So, yes, again, thank you so much. And we will be seeing and hearing from you really soon. And you guys, just make sure you just follow Ms. Juicy. She's all over Facebook. She's all over on Instagram, and she's definitely on the radar. So check her out very soon. All right, Ms.
Juicy,
thanks again, and you have a great evening.
Okay, everybody, unleash your inhibitions.
Yes. Good night.
Good night.
So there you have it, you guys. So I hope you get all your information. And again, you know, just make sure you check out Ms. Juicy. She's on Facebook. And I will also share her link on my Facebook page on Unleash Your Inhibitions. So you can get that link as well. And also the link for our disco poet for Heartbeats, Winter Baby's Revenge. So, again, thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. And please follow the show. So just click on the button on my page to follow, like it, and also go for Blog Talk Radio, and then go on to Unleash Your Inhibitions, like it and follow it, share it, and love all over it because I'm loving all over you. And I will check back with you guys next week, same time at 8 o'clock. And what will be our next topic? You will see very soon. I will post up that topic tomorrow morning. So check back and follow up and follow me. And let's keep loving on each other. Peace. Touch myself, even though you told me not to. You commanded me to.